General Manager Dave Comerford says the plan should cost a little more than $400 million over perhaps 20 years. He says this year's actual construction should run between $10 and $15 million, and two much larger projects are in design. The authority has overflow valves across the city, which pop open and flow into open water when the system overloads. Comerford says the agency is testing projects already done.
We still have to do some post-construction monitoring, actually putting in a device to measure the flows over a year's time to get a representative body of knowledge, rainfall, et cetera, that would, you could say that, and that check the efficacy of the particular project.
Sewer overflows are a serious contaminant to open water, with a couple along the suburban Lake Erie shore leading to beach closings after heavy rains. In the city, there are serious problems with flows into Skajakwita Creek. That's why one of the big projects will be a 12-foot diameter tunnel from the creek toward the treatment plant on Bird Island, and another project there to allow more waste to be treated. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.